Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of Nostalgia. Today, I have with me Dion Marie, who is absolutely lovely. She was the first ever person to reach out to me and said that she wants to be on my podcast. So I'm very, very honored and happy to have her here with me today. Dion, do you want to say hello to beautiful people?
Hi, beautiful people. I am very blessed to be a part of this. I'm all about supporting other people. And I saw that it was just an amazing thing. And I feel like this is my year of healing. And the more I can talk about my experiences, I think the more I can get over them. So this is like part of my healing process somewhat.
Amazing, amazing. Thank you so much for your support and all the love that you show me on Instagram. I really, 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 really appreciate it. So Dion, you have brought with you 5 tracks. Mm-hmm. How hard was it for you to find those 5 tracks? I asked everyone this.
It wasn't that hard. But it took a while.
Yeah.
Because there were so many songs I could have chosen, and listening to songs, getting all of my feelings again, it was like, how did I narrow this down?
Yeah.
But it was nice. I think the process was nice.
Yeah.
Having to think about it, having to go back and listen to certain songs and mm-hmm. pick which one I can kind of talk about in a short space amount of time.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it.
Nice. And tapping back into that nostalgia of each song.
Yeah.
Loved it. Amazing, amazing, amazing. See, Dion Marie, would you like to kick off with your first song?
Yeah, let's do it.
Amazing. So it's Trust and Believe by Keisha Cole. When we were together, I held you down. I gave you all of me. But look at us now. Thinking of all your excuses. But they don't add up. Now it's so easy to see you don't deserve my love. You pushed me by. You brought me to this. You had my heart. But then you blew. Like, I wish, you know, people could see you. You were feeling that tune in every way, in every single way.
Yes.
So yeah, tell me about it. Why this song?
I just think Keisha Cole is an artist that I can really relate to. Her whole life story, how she got into music, her personal life, all of that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I was young, I almost said young and dumb, but when I was just in that whole young love,
mm-hmm.
That first love or whatever, I knew kind of how to get my feelings out in writing, but I was really bad at verbally expressing how I felt.
Yeah.
So when it came to the situation, I never knew how to say I was upset or hurt or angry. I'd kind of just like be in it and just bottle it all up. And her music just did something to me. It was like cathartic. Like, yeah. I could just let everything out, like, pretend I'm her. If there was a video to the music, I'd watch the video version and pretend I'm the girls in the video. Or yep. Pretend I was her.
Yeah.
And even if I couldn't relate to the lyrics, it just helped me in some way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And also, I think I feel things a lot deeper than most people.
Yeah.
So certain situations, I could... To some people, I might like blow it out of proportion, but I generally felt all of that in that moment. And I felt like Keisha Cole's songs did that to me, especially this one. It's just one I just love to belt out and like I feel every single word.
I could see that. I could see that. No, I could see that. So it was this like dedicated like to a young love that you had, and this is like how you could basically, this song was basically how you could express.
Sort of. Yeah. I wouldn't say it was dedicated to them because I think it's quite a harsh song.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the whole situation is a bit mad in the song.
Yeah.
But in terms of like, there was just certain things, certain lyrics that I wanted to say and mm-hmm. I couldn't say.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up saying in other ways. But I just wanted to scream it. I just wanted to like Keisha did, and I just couldn't.
Yeah.
At the time. So yeah, every time that song comes on till this day, it's like I just go back into that mode and space of like letting it out.
Oh, amazing.
So, yeah.
Because Keisha Cole was really big. This came out in like 2012. She was humongous around this time, and she always kind of played those love songs, mm-hmm. like "Shoulda Cheated," like, like just all. Like, I can't remember what song that was, but just all the songs were just like all about love, all about relationships. She was that girl. Like
she was. She was a ride or die. She really was so loyal, and I just felt like I could relate to her in so many ways. And just how much she wanted love, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And even when it wasn't working for her, she was still trying to fight through it.
She really was.
So yeah, I felt her.
She was that girl, man. She was really that ride or die. She was really that ride or die. And you were saying at uni, you used to basically like sing with your friend, mm-hmm. and you guys were almost like arguing and
be
like...
Yeah, we would be on it. Like me and her would pretend that we're fighting. Like whoever I was mad at is her and vice versa.
Yeah,
like we're beefing each other. Whether it was in tune or not is not the point.
It's not the point at all.
It's just to get it out.
Nah, and that's amazing that your music can be able to do that for you. Just allow you to kind of like vocalize your feelings and your emotions and allow it to get out. I feel like that does that for a lot of people. So it's amazing that I can do that for you.
Shout out Keisha Cole.
Trust me. You're going to make me go back and just look back at Keisha Cole like, girl, I hear you back in those days, man. Back in those days. So, Dion Marie, which is your next song would you like to kick it off with?
We can do Below the Waist. Switch it up a bit real
quick. Hey, some reggae. I love this song actually. Proper love this song. We're quarreling and we're fine, but we're gonna make it up tonight. I love you, baby. Hey. Me and my lover just always a fight, but him know where for do for make me smile get bright. We war on him left and no come back till late in the hours with a bunch of the nicest flowers. Even though me beg, still me blood a boil. One look below the waist, I'm young like a child. Can't help it, me couldn't hide the feeling. Plus him a thrill me with the most sweet talking. You know me not gonna knock you down, baby. Now me just want to hold you down, baby. Him say go and go put on your thong, baby. And before you know it, it's another baby. You know me now go box you down, baby. Now me just want to hold you down, baby. Him say go and go put on your thong, baby. And before you know it, it's another baby. The saddest thing about a quarrel is when everything not work out right. But if you got anything like me and for me babes, when even when me just done malice him for days, and I swear say me a go left if him not change him tricky ways. We love for one another, make everyone amazed. The children believe in everything he says. We only going through a phase, so come tell me sorry, soft in my ears. You know me not gonna knock you down, baby. Now me just want to hold you down, baby. Him say go and go put on your thong, baby. And before you know it, it's another baby. You know me not gonna knock you down, baby. Now me just want to hold you down, baby. Him say go and go put on your thong. And before you know it, it's another Dion, baby. Dion, tell me. Why this one? When I saw you send the list, I was like, oh, okay. Okay.
There's just so much. So my granddad mm-hmm. was like my best friend. And whenever he's like my chauffeur, basically. That sounds awful, but the best loving chauffeur ever.
He of course.
Drops me everywhere. He's like my bodyguard. He didn't really want me going anywhere by myself, which I loved and appreciated. He used to have this CD with different tracks on it, different reggae tracks. And this was one of the songs that I just used to love vibing to from like 14 to 18, I'm going to say. And at the time, I didn't understand the lyrics. In fact, in my head, I thought, this is a cheeky song. But I never deeped it. I just thought, I like
you and me both.
I just like the tune. And then I grew up and was like, let me look up the lyrics. And I was like, this song is lit, you know, like this song is very meaningful and it's just how I would imagine my relationship to be.
Mm-hmm.
If there was any arguments or issues, I want you to just be able to do a little something.
Mm-hmm.
Sweep me up and we're all good.
We're like, all good.
I want to have all your babies. That's it.
Just sweet. Girl, listen, like, I think the same as well. I think, like I said, I heard this in Jamaica and I was just like, this is a tune. This is really nice. And when you deep the lyrics, when you get old, you're like, oh, girl. Mm-hmm. Oh, girl. But like you said, it's nice that, I guess it's nice that she's taking a different perspective on love.
Yeah.
That we have arguments. Mm-hmm. We can quarrel. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to lock you down, but I don't want us to beef. But really and truly, I just want us to just be in love and just
literally.
And just end it in love. Like you said, to go to bed and we're not angry at each other. Do you know what I mean?
100%. And I think it changed my perspective because I used to be that young girl who thought, if my guy annoys me, I need a spare room in the house so I can go and just chill and be by myself. But the more I got older, grew in love and maturity, I was like, that's not it. That's mm-hmm. not goals. That's mm-hmm. not what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to go to bed cool. Like, just find a way to sweet talk me, whatever you need to do. And for me to be like, you know, we're good.
Exactly.
Because I think it's healthy. And also the Bible says that you shouldn't go to bed on anger or whatever it is. But no, it's true. I just, that love, that despite everything,
mm-hmm.
you want to make sure that it's all good.
Without a doubt.
And the part in the song where she talks about the kids believing everything he says.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that people
yeah.
look at them and say their love's amazing. Like, that's goals for me. That's what
I
want. So,
I hear you.
Yeah.
Nah, it's a lovely, lovely song. An absolutely lovely song. It's a big one on my playlist as well.
Yes, honey.
Yes. So, Dion. And your next song.
All right, it's gonna slow down now. We're bringing the tempo down,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
all the way down. Maybe I should have done these last, but oh well, we move. Let's do. Oh, mm-hmm. Let's do Fly Before You Fall.
Fly Before You Fall. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's take a listen.
I see the way that you look when you hear his name. I see his picture up in your frame. You refuse to admit you still miss him, but it's okay. You're a tower of strength when you're breaking down, but through the wall I can feel your cry. And when it's quiet, you're screaming inside, and I break as I hear you loud as a bomb, warning a shoulder to cry on. I hear you tumbling fast here and now. You're afraid, don't you worry, I'll teach you to fly before you fall away. When you're left all on your own and it hits you from out of nowhere, you try to hide it sometimes unsuccessfully with a smile that fades quickly. Your resistance to sadness is futile, but you're a fighter, can't stand it.
Dion Marie, you have me in my feelings. Like,
sorry girl.
No, it's all good, but that really brought down the tempo. It forced you to listen. It really forced you to take that in. And yeah, you felt everything in her vocals. Like, that was amazing. And the lyrics,
mm-hmm.
Tell me, what was the story behind that one?
Oh, where do I start? Okay, so I heard this song when, before or after? I think I heard it before the film came out.
Mm-hmm.
So before Beyond the Lights came out, I heard it and I was like, that song is beautiful. Didn't really think too much about it until I saw the film and saw how it related to the storyline.
Yeah.
How much it related to me. Like, I understood why when I first heard it. I thought, I knew I was connected to the song. I just didn't deep how.
Yeah.
So one of the reasons why I've even got the lyrics Fly Before You Fall tatted with a sparrow holding a human heart is because there's just so much in it. It's like a mixture of fragility, and strength, heartbreak.
Yeah.
And there's just so much. And at the time, it was around the same time my granddad passed away when I was at uni. And
I'm so sorry to hear.
It's fine. But I've always known that I've gravitated to guys to kind of like, and then later it became guys and girls, but to just fill the void, just to like make me feel loved and all of that good stuff. And when my granddad passed away, I became very close to someone at uni. And I was very confused about the people I was connecting with. And deep down, it's because I missed my granddad.
Yeah.
And nobody was going to be able to replace him or give me that love or security. Like, that's fact. But when you're trying to focus on uni and make your family proud and all this madness...
It's difficult.
And I wasn't given space to mourn him the way that I wanted to, because my family are different from me in terms of their mourning style. They're very like strong and just like, we just get on with it. You know what I mean? This happens. And I was completely heartbroken. I didn't want this to happen. And so the song kind of showed me how certain people, certain guys I've been with, like, they see the brokenness, they see the hurt, they want to help me, but deep down I know that they can't save me.
Yeah.
And I know that they're not going to bring back my granddad and all that stuff. But there are parts in the song where it talks about being strong, or, you know, teaching me to fly before I fall. It was just a reminder why I've got it tattooed, is that my granddad gave me that strength already, even though he's not here.
Yeah.
You know, God wouldn't have taken him away knowing that I wouldn't be able to deal with that. And so the first tattoo I actually got when he passed away was God will never put me through anything I can't handle, with a dove, because I was like, God wouldn't do that. He wouldn't take him away from me knowing that I was just gonna not be able to cope. Even though I went through a time where I felt like I wasn't coping and I was a hot mess, I'm standing, I'm here today. And although I feel like I fell many times, I got back up in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's really touching, hun. Thank you so much for your vulnerability.
Okay. I'm surprised I didn't cry.
I really appreciate that.
I'm really proud of myself.
Really, really appreciate that. No, it's really difficult when you lose someone, because I lost my father. So it's like, you want to, it's that kind of that in between of you trying to want to get on with life.
Yeah.
And you have to get on with life, but also you want to kind of take that time to just feel what I'm feeling. I don't need to like put it down in a box and just hold it down tight. It's difficult.
Yeah.
It is difficult trying to balance the two. Like, I totally get that. But girl, you're here, you're strong, you're surviving, you're making it happen.
Amen.
You're doing it, girl. You're doing it. I'm sure he'll be very proud of you.
Oh, and you too.
Thank you so much, honey.
You are an amazing, stunning woman, and I know that from the little bit you've shared, your dad has influenced what you're doing in media and stuff. And I support you 100%.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. As do I. As do I. You have two more songs for me.
I do.
Okay.
What should we do? We should do... okay. Let's do Can't Even Walk Without You Holding My Hand. I thought number one would surely be me. What I wanted to do, I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even now without you holding myself.
think of my grandma. Like, it really made me think of my grandma. Like, she's very religious. She goes to church. She always sings hymns. And I love this. I absolutely love this. Put a smile on my face. I love this.
That's so sweet.
Dion, why this song? Why this one?
I think, yeah, I wanted to choose a Christian song. I just, yeah, there was loads to pick.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess following the theme, one of the things my granddad loved to tell people, when I say, like, everybody we met, his old friends, new friends, they're probably sick of hearing it, was that I'm a church girl and I go to church every Sunday. And he'd always, it just seemed random at the time that he, this was some, this is kind of how he introduced me.
Yeah.
This is my daughter or granddaughter sometimes who goes to church and she's a church girl. Like, he just emphasized it. And so he always just reminded me that, no, like, not that he didn't care what I did in life, but mm-hmm. he was just like, make sure that you stay in church and make sure that you do your thing. And so it was also a reminder that people are going to leave us at some point, mm-hmm. whether we want it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But there is always someone else that is holding our hand. And as a believer, I believe that that is God and the Holy Spirit guiding us. And there are times I genuinely don't think I could get through the madness that I've been through without the assurance or the comfort that someone is there holding my hand.
Without a doubt.
I know for some people it's that poem or that song, Footprints in the Sand.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a similar concept for me, this song, in terms of just feeling like someone's guiding me, protecting me, following me. And yeah, kind of a bit like my granddad's always with me as well. So yeah, that's more or less why I chose that song.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Another song dedicated to your granddad. He clearly had a huge influence on you.
Listen, that was my best friend, literally. So, yeah.
I love it. I really, really love it. It's very calming. Very, very calming.
Yes, yeah, chill.
Very smooth, chill kind of vibes. Like, I love it.
And them old school vocals are the one.
Listen, you can't match that. You can't deny or match that. I love it. I absolutely love it. But Dion Marie, unfortunately, we come to our last song.
Oh,
but girl, how are you gonna close it? What are you gonna end this session with?
We are gonna end it with the amazing Eva Cassidy. There were so many songs I could have chose, but I've decided to settle with I Know You by Heart.
Very nice. Let's take it.
Midnight in winter, the glowing fire up your face in orange and gold. I see your sweet smile shine through the darkness. It's like
for listening. As always, we are looking for guests to come on our show to share their stories and songs. Please visit our Instagram page to find out how remote recording is possible. Be sure to like, comment, and tell a friend.